watch an all-out battle for Syria's largest city taking place at potentially massive cost to civilian lives and to the notion that the international community can stand for anything when it really matters. The answer to all of that appears to be, well, yes. The battle for Aleppo has already started. The rebels are there, government forces are attacking them. All the talk of safe havens and civilian corridors and no-fly zones is, at the moment, just talk. The action is there in Aleppo. And among that action, at the heart of it, is the BBC's Ian Pannell.
A few hundred Free Syrian Army rebel fighters have now gathered in an olive grove outside of Aleppo City. Their plan is to move into Marja district. This is an area that has some Free Syrian Army presence, but also has an intelligence headquarters and a large police station. They're fully loaded up with Kalashnikov rifles, some RPGs, some heavier weapons and homemade IEDs. And they're now getting ready into their vehicles and heading off. Well, as you can hear, there are scenes of wild jubilation taking place in Marja district. The convoy of some 20 to 30 vehicles has poured into the back streets of this poor district. And the residents have come out, they've thrown their arms into the air and they're chanting Jaish al-Hurra, which means the Free Syrian Army.
We are going to storm the centre of the Assad thugs and we will beat them. I'm very enthusiastic.
My only wish from God is to let me see Bashar al-Assad and to take my revenge from him.
The following morning, the terrifying reality of this war dawned. The battle for Aleppo is raging and it's one neither side can afford to lose. For the rebels, losing would be a disastrous setback that, at the very least, could neuter their revolution for months. For President Bashar al-Assad, losing Aleppo could be the tipping point that presages the downfall of his government. Despite their confidence and commitment, the rebels remain vastly outgunned and outmanned, and they're suffering daily losses and casualties. Bloodied fighters with serious injuries were brought to a makeshift clinic where only the most basic treatments are available. We watched a constant stream of detainees being brought in. The rebels claim many are Shabiha, members of the feared government militia. Some had cuts on their bodies and bruised faces. Others had been beaten. Almost all looked terrified as they were taken away to meet a so-called judge who would decide their fate. The Free Syrian Army fighters have set up checkpoints and sniper positions to fend off government attacks. In a brief moment of calm, one of the commanders, Abu Tayyib, explained why the city was now centre stage in their rebellion.
Aleppo is very important for us because it's Syria's second largest city. It's the economic hub of the country. Controlling it means having a safe zone, and because Aleppo province borders Turkey, it will make it easy for the Free Syrian Army to get logistical support or to move in and out of Turkey.
But this is far from a done deal for the rebels. Using shells and mortars, helicopters and jets, the government's response has been swift and brutal. The trouble is that it's civilians who are overwhelmingly paying the price. Mohammed is 8 years old. He cries out for his father as shrapnel from a government shell is pulled from his body. His brother was killed and lies in the bed next to him. Neither side in this conflict is blameless, and as they battle for Aleppo and Syria, so it's the innocent who continue to suffer the most.
Well, Ian Pannell is on the line now. And Ian, where are you at the moment and what's happening?
Yeah, morning, Justin. We are outside of the city. We pulled back. We're in the countryside of Aleppo in an area, I won't say the specific location, but it's something of a sort of resupply base. So the rebels are constantly bringing ammunition in, medical supplies, and obviously some troops more rebel fighters, and this is one of the areas where they are essentially going through.
And if there were a no-fly zone, Ian, would the rebels then be able to hold Aleppo? Is it in a sense, as simple as that? Would that tip it in their favour?
I think the battle specifically for Aleppo, that's difficult because, of course, it is a huge urban centre. It's Syria's largest city. As we saw partly in, for example, in Libya, in some of the urban centres, that it's very difficult to deal with military positions from the air once they're inside a city. I mean, the rebels clearly feel that it would have made a difference had it happened earlier, and of course still would. I mean, we're hearing this morning of large columns of tanks moving towards Aleppo city. As I said in my report, it's almost inconceivable that President Assad could allow his government to lose control of the city, and so it's reasonable to expect that they are going to throw everything they possibly can at the city, and that's what they're preparing for. One of the neighbourhoods is appealing for more blood supplies. We're hearing reports of hundreds, possibly thousands of families leaving some of the districts, and everybody's bracing themselves for an intensive campaign. The way it normally works, or the way it's worked in other cities, is there is an intensive bombardment by artillery and mortars, and then when it starts to go calm, that's when the tanks start to roll in. Now, this is a very kind of congested, heavily populated area. It will be bloody.
And although the rebels obviously don't have tanks, what can you say about their state of supply, and where's it coming from?
Well, it's certainly coming across the border from Turkey, and this is my fifth time inside Syria in the last year, and every time I come back, they are slightly better equipped, but it's all relative. I mean, you know, we see in this area truckloads of ammunition going through, but it's ammunition for Kalashnikov rifles. What they're facing are tanks, helicopters, and, as we saw ourselves inside Aleppo City, fighter jets. So there's a limit to what they can do. Now, urban warfare is, of course, very, very different, but personally, I see it. I find it hard to believe that they can prevail against this force if President Assad throws everything he's got at Aleppo.
And just
but certainly the rebels are committed and will stay.
To reiterate, Ian, from what you have seen with your own eyes, and you've very bravely been inside the city for some time now, if this attack that is expected from Syrian government forces comes, then very large numbers of civilians will be killed.
Undoubtedly, yes. I mean, these are very densely populated areas. The population of Aleppo City is 2.5 million, but these particular suburbs are the poor areas. It's where the Sunni workers live, for those families who stay behind, it will be incredibly dangerous. And as I ended my report, you know, with this one family, the shell was launched at rebel positions, but the rebels are from these neighbourhoods, they live in these neighbourhoods, and if you attack them, then you will kill civilians, and one should expect in very large numbers.
Ian Pannell, thank you very much.
3 minutes to 8.